Sure, come on, guys.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'd like to just confirm. I had a recent transaction, which I thought was going to be $6.99, I think, for shipping for a promotional vacuum cleaner from CVS. And my credit card company informed me that the actual charge was going to be $49.89, and they told me that it was for subscriptions to magazines or something that I didn't order. I thought that my charge was only going to be $6. Anyway, they declined the charge and told me that they wouldn't be putting it through because it's not what I originally thought I was charging, and they wanted me to call just to confirm that there's no other charges and there's no charges going forward from now.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code?
11803.
11803?
Mm-hmm.
And your first and last name?
Richard Grucella. Grucella.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see an account matching that name. Could you verify the mailing address?
127 Roxton Road, Plainview, New York.
Yes, sir. And I do see an attempt to sign up for the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Yes, sir. So in order to be eligible for that Dyson vacuum cleaner, you have to be enrolled in our meal planning app called Bites Hub. Those winners are picked based off the monthly subscriptions. However, that charge declined. So the subscription wasn't started and the contest wasn't entered.
Okay. So there's no further charges like going forward.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I'll be more cautious in the future and make sure that I understand the rules of the contest or whatever. It was a promotional thing from CVS, actually.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So the charge was declined. I'm not going to see anything on my credit card account, and I don't have any concerns that I'm going to have charges in the future, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for all your customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.